But first, Cardinals 27, Cowboys 3 in a preseason debacle last night at the Death Star. And we thought we would bring on the owner and general manager of the Cowboys to talk about what has been a rough preseason for his team so far. They're now 0-3. We say good morning to Jerry Jones.
Good morning, and we did. We did play, and it did not go as well as I had hoped would.
Right.
There we go. Yeah. Got that whole sentence done now.
Yeah, y'all looked terrible last night.
We did. We lost, and we lost pretty bad. But remember now, our stars didn't play.
True.
Smooth Chocolate didn't play. That's what I call Dax Prescott.
Yeah, Dak Prescott, yeah.
I call him Smooth Chocolate, and Boob Honker didn't play. That's Zeke. So, I mean, we didn't have our star players in there, so it's expected that we would lose. I just didn't want to lose that bad. And I think that, you know, I don't know if the camera caught this, but that game got so bad, I was watching that game by myself up there by the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd been deserted.
Yeah, even Spalding left. And usually he's transfixed by moving objects, so he's always staring at the field. but he and Jerry Jr., they left to go get ice cream, never came back.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Hope they're okay.
Very bored. I have no idea whether they're okay. They still haven't come back. So I'm just enjoying the peace and quiet, to be quite honest with you. Now, having said all that our stars didn't play and that we weren't expected to win, I'm about this close to selling the team.
Selling the team.
That's right. I want to win these preseason games. Mm-hmm. No one around here seems to understand that. So I'm taking decisive action. I'm cutting Cooper Rush.
Whoa.
I'm cutting Mike White. And we're going to go without a backup quarterback. And today I'm going to call Tony Romo and ask if he wants to come back and back up Smooth Chocolate. And if he says yes, we'll have a backup quarterback. If not, we're just going to go with Dax Prescott.
Okay. That's very risky.
That is risky.
I'm also calling Jason Mittens, see if he wants to come back and play tight end.
Okay.
Calling Troy, see if he wants to come back to back up Tony Romo. See, now imagine that. That'd be very deep on that quarterback position.
Yeah. Boy, yeah.
Dax Prescott. Then you got Tony Romo, and then you got eight balls. And I'm calling DJ Moose Johnson to see if he wants to come back and be a generic white blocker for Zeke.
Wow, you're calling all the old Cowboys who are in broadcasting.
I'm calling Prime Time. I'm calling Gil Brandt. I'm calling Judge. I'm going to call Jimmy Johnston, see if he wants to come off that Fox set and do something good
Johnson,
in his life.
Okay.
Hey, either you guys want to try out for coach?
George might.
I don't know if we're qualified for that.
I'm having open tryouts this week.
Tryouts for coach?
Yeah, right. To see if I can find any guy who can motivate these Spurs to play. pretty obvious that Garrett's can't do it.
I think you're getting too caught up in the preseason. These games don't matter, Jerry.
They do matter. They set a precedent. that I want to follow through and keep winning throughout the regular season. So, I mean, I think they're tone setters.
Hmm. Well, then, yeah, you are understandably upset with your 0-3 record.
That's right. Now, the only requirement that I have for head coach when I have these open tryouts, other than winning, right, that's a requirement you win, is that you stand for the anthem.
Hmm. Right.
Yeah.
And you guys, you'd stand for the anthem, wouldn't you?
Sure.
Oh, yeah. If that's what it took, sure.
Got to stand for the anthem. That is the anthem that we fought for and won in Vietnam against the Germans for our country's independence.
Yeah.
And we are damn sure going to stand for it.
You're a little confused there, but we understand. Yeah.
Did you see me try to put my hand over my heart?
Yeah, no, yeah. We've noticed that your hand is it's a little crooked or something. Is there anything?
I got a little crook hand. Got a little crook hand. That's true. I got a condition, and it's very painful for me.
Hmm.
But the story is that Roosevelt accidentally ran over it when I was out partying one night, and I called him to come pick me up, and he didn't see me laying in the middle of the road in the dark and ran over my hand.
Oh, dear. That's terrible.
Yeah, I was just laying there all laid out like Randy Travis. dark, and he just run right over me.
I bet he felt awful.
He did. He felt awful, and he begged for not only his job but his life, and I spared him, and he's still on the payroll, only took a 50% pay cut for the crook hand he gave me, but he's still with us.
Okay,
still.
Well, that explains it.
That explains it. Now, we got any more preseason games?
Yeah, one more.
All right, so, Jub, I'm going to pencil you in as head coach now. I'm writing it down.
Okay.
I'm writing it down. You're going to coach next preseason.
I'd definitely
preseason.
Do it
you're
in pencil.
Win, right?
Sure, Jerry. We'll try to give it a good shot.
You don't inspire a lot of confidence right here. You sound like the ballless wonder I've always thought you were.
Oh, hey, no.
Hey. You hear me now?
No.
Good morning.
All right, we'll see you. There goes Jerry. Visibly upset with what happened last night and what's happened in the preseason.